problem with food allergies. What's a food allergy, first of all?
Well, a food allergy, a true allergy, is actually an immune response to a food. And you know what, Pete? 4 million Australians are allergic to some kind of food.
Yeah.
And it's thought that this will rise to 8 million people by 2050.
Okay, so, when you say an allergy, though, so the symptoms could be anything from maybe death in extreme cases to itchy and rashes and all that sort of stuff?
Well, there's a couple of different kinds. There's the one that's actually a very, very the scary type that can end in death, as you mentioned, and that is when a particular immunoglobulin E, or part of an antibody in our body, reacts to something in the food, and it's usually a protein in the food, and that's very, very dramatic, and the airways can close, and you can get hives, and this is the kind of allergy that people need to carry around at what we call an EpiPen, an EpiPen stands for epinephrine, and epinephrine is the American term for adrenaline, and so what adrenaline does is opens up the airways. So that's the life and death kind of allergy. That's not that common, but of course it's very frightening, and the kind of things that people can be allergic to would be seafood, even eggs and the nuts,
Particularly
the peanuts. And so whole schools are kind of banned from having nuts in their school grounds. So it's increasing, that kind of allergy, and that's an allergy that children can grow out of, but not always. So that's the kind of allergy you don't play around with at all.
And there
are the other kind of allergies that are more, I guess, known as intolerances or sensitivities. And these aren't so dramatic. That kind of immunoglobulin E allergy occurs within seconds. You absolutely know there might be itching of the palate, and the hives can occur, and the wheezing. So that you know about. There's no disputing that kind of allergy. Whereas the other kind of allergy can take 3 and 4 days to appear, and that might be some bowel symptoms, like IBS kind of symptoms. That could be a rash, that could be asthma, it could be pimples, all sorts of things, sinus congestion. So they're much more difficult to ascertain, but they can really affect your health as well.
Do you think these food allergies, Mim, have they increased over the years? Go back to the 60s when I was a kid. Was there documented proof that allergies were around then as well? Or was it something
allergies
new?
Were probably around, but they weren't diagnosed. In fact, it's a fairly new branch of medicine.
Okay.
And until recently, it was kind of not, a bit poo-pooed, really. But there's the big centre in RPA in Sydney, Royal Prince Alfred, with Dr. Lobley, who's in charge of that. So it's becoming more accepted that it's a problem.
Yeah.
Now, in my experience, and I've been working as a naturopath for 25 years, I have seen an increase in allergies. Having said that, I think that particularly naturopaths, we're a bit, we can over-diagnose. And I think sometimes we can say, go off dairy, say, or wheat, and the person doesn't need to. So it's a really, really confusing area. And my advice is that if you suspect that you've got an intolerance or sensitivity to a food, avoid it quite strictly for at least 10 days. And if your symptoms are much improved, like obviously improved by 50, 60, 70%, then maybe that food is a problem for you. If there's no change in the symptoms, then don't stay off the food, because it's not the problem.
No. Do you think, Mim, with time, allergies can be overcome? Can they be cured?
What we can do is reduce our... we can reduce them. So, reduce or avoid them in the diet. If it's something like dairy, then you need to make sure that you are having what that food gave you. You need to be replacing that. So you need to be eating foods higher in calcium, like nuts and seeds or green leafy vegetables, and also the protein. So reducing it. And a good idea is not having it, rotating your food. So if you think you've got a bit of a sensitivity to wheat, try not to have wheat every day.
Yeah, just change it,
Change some of the other grains, or go grain-free for a day.
All right.
So it takes a little bit of work, but it can be done.
All right, maybe you've got some more advice on your website there. We'll leave it there. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure, Pete.
And we'll have a chat to you next Friday.
Look forward to it.